Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. Interview of the Mu family group, George Mu, Stanton, Lily, Stanford, and Jane, on August 14th, 1982, tape 2 of 3.
Still at the beginning, you got that kind of reaction from your coach. You know, how can Chinese so small you can run? So, how did you get involved in the sports?
You just love sports.
So I guess sports. You know, we have always sports minded.
I'm glad I looked over.
I guess you know, to respond to what Stanton mentioned. You know, concerning going out for sports, you know, I guess it's competition is within the individual, you know, what you want to do and how you go after it. To me, I guess I like challenging things, right? I was impressed, you know, with people running track, and that's what I want to do, you know, go out for football.
Well, as a young child, probably on the streets or what have you, you knew you could run pretty well.
Oh yeah.
Is that right?
Oh yeah.
You know, compared to the rest of the
Chinese
kids.
If you know Peter Suhu, okay,
yeah.
Peter Suhu Jr. I guess that.
Oh.
Well, he was about maybe a foot taller than me when we were kids in Chinatown, and they didn't have as much people as they did now. We used to play what they call kick the can, or we used to run around Chinatown, and I used to was able to keep up with him pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I
he was pretty athletic too.
Well, in his olden days, right? His younger days, he was fairly quick, you know. And I guess I was very well coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I knew that when I went to high school, I had a certain amount of ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they go out for football and then run track, you know, that was interesting and challenging.
Did you see any other Chinese that was on athletically there? That spur you on because or
no there was I was the in Belmont I was the first Chinese okay I guess during there might have been Chinese before me but there was not much you know before that because the way the coach pointed out you know I said why do you want to go out for sports see I think he kind of made a remark about why do you a Chinese want to come out for sports you know.
Imply that Chinese so small.
Well, Chinese, you know, if you kind of think of the Chinese that you kind of stereotype, they don't run very good either, right?
They're not into sports.
They also
shy away from American games, I suppose,
yeah,
is the picture.
Was that a challenge when was that Coach Millard said to you?
Oh, he said to me, kind of, well, I just kind of said, I want to show you, I want to be better. And when I started beating some of the, especially in the preliminary run, that. You know, like a fellow that had 1 year ahead of me, and I was beating him in these short sprints. You know, then I was. Then he started recognizing that I was able to do it. But I remember when I got my track suit. You know how track suit's supposed to come in and fit down to your ear? And I had mine that's full of holes that came underneath my ear. And I had to bring it up, roll it up. I had the tape, you know.
They had a suit small enough for him.
Yeah, and then it had holes in it and all that. But by the time when it came down to when we had our first game, I had a nice suit, a nice ring suit.
Uh-huh.
It was football, it was the same thing. You want to come out for football? And I told him I want to play halfback. He looked at me and said, okay. There was 10 guys lining up for halfback, or maybe 20 guys, but everybody wanted to play halfback.
Uh-huh.
I was way back here in line. Out of 20 guys, before the first game, I worked my way up to third string.
Oh.
And we had the first game, I was first string.
Oh, wow.
So that really sucks.
Tell them how you used to compensate. He used to do terrific tackling. Tell them how you used to tackle.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, in those days, you played both ways, huh?
I play offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
I was, I guess, I had fairly natural ability.
Uh-huh.
I can tackle people that much bigger than I.
How were you able to do that?
I react, very quick reaction, and I had built up very much speed very quick.
Mm-hmm.
So when I can hit the person, I would hit them on the legs. Fairly low and just knock them down.
Wow.
It's just like impulse and momentum. You go fast enough, you know, and you hit.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot of coordination.
Well, lot of, I think of it now, if I had to think of it over again, I don't know, I'm pretty dumb.
So you were able to get into the game. How the other Chinese classmates you had react about that? They were probably pretty cheerful and all the time.
Well,
for
I
you.
Well, you know, when I went, when we moved out, of, that was when we went up to Belmont. We moved out of the Chinese community there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get that association because, you know, during the daytime, you know, we have our classes. Evening time, we would go out to practice. So my association with Chinese group was less at that time.
I see.
You know, I'm sure that they were pretty proud of me.
Yes.
Like when I received this, my new promotion.
Uh-huh.
A fellow from work congratulated me and said, boy, it's nice to see somebody up there.
Is that Peter?
No, 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 Gary came by.
Gary Cho?
Yeah, he kind of came by and congratulated me.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just things that you want to do.
Yeah, especially you are one of very, very few that can get in there.
Well, I'm sure other people, if they really have the drive, but most of the Chinese, as we were growing up, the stress was on education, getting an education, you know, because you could do two things. You could either stay in Chinatown, work as a dishwasher, waiter, work on the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the family that had a lot of money at those days, you know, kept the kids working in the store. Our family stressed that, you know, stressed education.
When you folks were young, say in high school level, did you begin to join any of the clubs or any clubs form?
Oh,
say among
Boy
the Chinese?
Scout. Tell me about
oh,
the Boy Scout.
I was.
He's
we're the.
Who was the Boy Scout master?
Peter Suhu, his dad,
senior
mm-hmm. was instrumental in starting out a Boy Scout troop in Chinatown when we were kids. We built a log cabin in Chinatown,
yeah.
right where the Benevolence Association was.
Uh-huh.
When was this?
Well, this was, let's see, when I was 12, that was like, God, was it?
Around the...
1943.
It was...
1940.
It was about
1943,
that's when you're 12 years old. 42? How much you in the business? You were born 1929.
Because you're younger than me, that's why I can
calculate
so
quickly.
Well, it was there. Years ago, so we helped build up
this
log cabin, which had a Boy Scout troop.
In Chinatown.
In Chinatown. That was
what's the troop number?
718. 718. Troop 718, we had the Harm Kwan was one
mm-hmm.
of the, was in that. Baldwin Tom was part of that.
Oh
Peter Sufu. Let's see, who else was there? Gene Ho.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Ho, if you know him, he's an electrical engineer.
No,
Harm is an attorney.
Yes.
I don't know what Peter is. Peter Sufu.
Yeah. I didn't read it.
He's an engineer
it.
Also.
Yeah.
Is he engineer?
1941.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was giving you a year younger, older.
I accept any of those years there. It's close enough. So there was a lot of good people there that actually, when they grew up, you know, developed them into pretty good things.
What did you do in the scouts? You built the log cabin?
Well,
you go camping?
Oh, we went camping, went to Camp Corral, and we, you know, we went up to the mountains, and we went out to the desert, you know, just the exposure. It was a
Who led you besides Peter Sulu Sr.?
Well, he didn't lead us. He was not a scout. He
oh.
was involved in that.
Okay.
We had some scout master. I do not remember the scout master.
Non-Chinese.
He was Chinese.
The scout master was Chinese?
Scout master was Chinese.
Could
it
be Baldwin's older brother?
I don't remember. He was Chinese, but this fellow that was a scout master did not speak English. I mean, did not speak Chinese. He spoke English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So so we had a lot of good times in the Boy Scouts. You know, it was interesting. You know, we did a lot of things.
How come Stanton wasn't in the Boy Scouts?
Right. I was going to ask.
He was an indoor man.
All the way.
Yeah,
named after my own heart.
Yeah, why didn't you...
I think I probably was working at the stores on the weekend, and there wasn't any time.
Yeah, we had
that's something, I think, in those days, that's something special. You know, you don't have the time or money. You know,
yeah,
to
it
spend.
Costs a little
Maybe
money.
Maybe we couldn't afford
two of us, right?
Two.
So
the youngest one usually get the extra.
The plaything.
The plaything.
All the toys, huh?
How long did that troop go on? It does not exist today.
It does not.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the way, there was a lot. Somewhere along the way, there was loss of interest and whatever.
We should start another one. I'll mention it to the Boy Scouts.
Interesting thought.
Well,
yes.
The Chinatown.
Sure.
Well, it's the other thing.
I'm an officer in the Boy Scouts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that the other thing is that we had a tremendous drum and bugle corps for Chinatown that we developed.
Were you a member of that too?
Oh, yeah. I was very instrumental in getting.
You're the assistant manager.
Oh.
How about you, Stan? You, again, the same thing, you were too tied up for that?
Oh, no.
This is later.
He's come back now.
It's
70s.
You're talking about the recent.
The recent.
You folks were very active in that.
Yeah, I was very active in that. I was kind of active in the Chinatown parade. And, you know, Lily and I used to MC that.
I think Ella gave me one picture of that one.
Of you
in the performance. At a competition. Big, long picture.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a lot of fun in those days. But, you know, as a community, is that, you know, I have to say that we within the community, I think we all did our, what do they call it, we paid our dues.
Do you think that has something to do with our dad, Bob, because he was involved in the community work?
A runoff on that, you know, because, you know, Lily was involved, I was involved, you were involved with the CACA, Stanley was involved somewhere along the way. Stanley, when we were all growing up, when we had the National Guard,
he was a
so-called captain or lieutenant in the Chinese National Guard, okay? That's before he was in the ROTC, he was running the ROTC group up at Belmont.
Oh, is that right?
He was a colonel, top person.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stanley Mills? Stanley, yeah.
Oh.
So he was very...
Now, that's another achievement, which
yes.
you don't hear about. He must have been about the first Chinese to get to that level.
Yeah. Another, the colonel, which means that he was the top...
The battalion commander.
In the ROTC.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you think of the family, and then...
What about Stanton?
Stanton was, he was pretty instrumental in the school and the
well,
math and all that.
Okay. Stanton, you...
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell them?
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, I'll go back.
I think
that's fine.
Tape is running up.
No, we've got plenty.
Now, I think part of our involvement is because of our father. Maybe we may not know of it because he was involved and somewhere in our head stuck. We got involved.
Yes.
And I was involved mainly with the Council of Oriental Organization. It was four of us that was involved. And at that time, that was in the late 60s. And
these four, were they all Chinese Americans?
There was Japanese, Chinese, there's a couple more. What I'll do is that I'll give you a copy of the from East West and so forth.
Okay,
splendid. Mm-hmm.
But at that time we're kind of coming together different Asian groups, and I think we thought we should use some other word other than Oriental. And
mm-hmm.
that time we started promoting the word Asian.
Mm-hmm.
When did that consciousness arrive, say in community at large, that you had to deal in terms of an Asian level as opposed to say a Chinese American level? How did that come about?
Well, I think that at that point in time, everyone else was getting funding and so forth, and as separately, our groups are very small, so the only way we can get together as a larger group.
So it's a motivation for government funding at different governmental levels.
Yeah.
That the Asian would have more meaning.
Well, that we think that Oriental was
the
Asian American at some point, and later on they add on the Asian Pacific American. Some of the things that I helped did was in the 60s when President Johnson said we have more immigration of Asian American. At that point in time, I thought my little contribution was to first at Castellar Elementary School, there was a parcel of land that was owned by the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the elementary school should get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the schools, they weren't willing to sell that land, so they thought of trading it. So I kept them after the city as well as the LA Board of Education, and finally they traded the land for another piece of land that the city wanted, as a land transaction. And that's why the school, was almost increased by one-third or one-half.
So you, you were instrumental in that?
Yeah, I was one who did it. I was
good captain.
Yeah,
no, no,
yeah.
Fantastic.
They should honor him at Castellar. Mm-hmm.
So I was also helpful in when they started building the new school, the idea of having the school to mesh with the ethnic community.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, to have an Asian Oriental motif design on the building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And from there, the area superintendent agreed, and it was agreed by the board. And that's how the Chinese, who's Choi? Yeah. Was it?
The architect.
That's mm-hmm. how they got involved. Because,
I see.
And then I guess they thought that was for their contribution, you know, to the Chinese community. So that was really, they did a very good job on it.
So the fact of having an Oriental motif was your idea?
That was my idea.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder if Castellar has any note of that. I think that's important.
Yes.
How were you able to impact? You spoke as from this COO,
something like that. I was involved.
The educational
system. Yeah, I went
as part
to the educational center. I met the superintendent and talked to them about that.
Representing whom, though? You not yourself as a private citizen.
No, representing as a community.
Okay, you spoke for the community at
yeah.
that time.
And they were just beginning along that level, and
yeah.
and I was instrumental in getting the adult school, the Chinese adult school started at that time.
Right.
Yeah. They only had the day adult school taught by Caucasian.
Uh-huh.
I figured the only way to get the Chinese involved is that you must have a Chinese bilingual speaker
mm-hmm.
and speak both languages. But they didn't believe it, and I had a horrible argument with the superintendent of the ESL, English as a Second Language, at
mm-hmm.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At that time, the adult superintendent was the Johnson, who was a former superintendent of school later on. But he heard the conversation, and we had a big verbal argument. And anyway, I won out, and they, I said, all I want is a Chinese bilingual teacher. I don't want any Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought the idea. Then they said, whom should we get? And then I got Moonbin Lau, who was the Reverend Lau's wife, passing away. I got her to go into Chinatown. I first started in the CAC building.
Oh, I see. This was not part of the Castellar system.
No, before that, we started we started in the CACA building because I wanted to prove to them that we can, you know.
Were you able to get community support for that wholeheartedly? Like
I got the class started through CACA and using the hall and advertising from Cole. The
CACA supported you, obviously.
And I actually went down and gave some written material to the local stores,
uh-huh.
and the first day we had like 72 people there.
Oh,
wow, that was great. That was, what year was it?
I guess it's in the 60s, I have to find out. But, but anyway, from there, we moved, it was so big that we moved into Castellar, and
uh-huh.
we started like once a week, twice a week, three times, four times, and it grew from there, and made a group from there to Evan at Elm School.
Not
oh.
Evan itself.
He did a lot
fantastic.
Of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was at the same time I was able to. Well, then I moved to Belmont High School, and I thought that the need of having that Chinese class being taught at
mm-hmm.
the high school,
mm-hmm.
Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hong Kong immigrant can use Mandarin as a foreign language
mm-hmm.
rather than coming over and taking French as a foreign language.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get Mrs. Marr,
mm-hmm.
Lonnie Marr, and she started the class. And so now we have two teachers presently teaching Mandarin. We're the only school in the LA City school system that is doing
this also began in the 60s sometime?
Yeah, that all the whole thing started in the 60s and early 70s when I got there.
You
and also for Asian American studies class.
You developed an Asian American studies class at Algoma?
Yeah, so that's part of the, one of the courses being offered now in history.
You see,
only at
the
Belmont, though, I guess. It's only going on at Belmont, I guess. The Asian American Studies class.
No, there
at
are
the
other
high school level.
The other high schools have.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So. But the test course really started at Belmont.
Yeah. Well,
I would say.
Yeah, we had
the development, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We worked on that. But
when did you enter the school system itself?
I entered in 1958.
Career. 1958.
In a valley school, Van Nuys High School.
Mm-hmm.
I taught there 3 years. And then I went over to the east side, and I was there for about 8 years.
Were you always looking to come back to Belmont or the Chinatown area?
Not necessarily. It's only because I got involved with the Chinese community.
Mm-hmm.
I was very active in the 60s.
Yeah.
Since I was working with the Belmont High School, the kids, and I was at the same time I was teaching to mostly the east side Mexican American
uh-huh.
kids.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why not move over there? So that brought me over there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was over there, I was a sponsor of the Chinese Club for about 10 years.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I was involved.
How long has that club been going on? It was
in the early 30s. In fact, George and Swan Yi has the original picture of the first Chinese club at Belmont. Swan Yi,
okay.
The Sentinel. So you can actually go back and have a picture.
We may bug Swan for that.
Yeah, he showed it to me, and I had
got a kind of
Do you mind talk about your educational background, like experiences at school from the very beginning? You all can talk.
Yeah.
Sort of a.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What the
which school did you go to, and how did you feel about being Chinese in a school, although they are, for example, Macy's School. Mostly for the Chinese students?
Well, my recollection of elementary school, I remember Macy Street School.
Mm-hmm.
Not much, so long ago.
Was that mostly Chinese or?
No. I don't think
it would be predominantly Mexican in that area.
Yeah, in fact, I vaguely remember there was a big fight between Mexican and Chinese, almost like a battle line.
My next question exactly, how did they get along? They did not, huh?
I just remember there was a big fight with BB guns and everything, like
you
a gun war or something.
Elementary school?
No, it was a whole big fight. I remember that. I presume there was friction.
Among the kids, do you recall if there were any specific lines, like certain streets you just didn't cross because you were Chinese and that was the Mexican area or anything like that?
Well, I think from Macy Street to Chinatown, there wasn't that far of that much of a distance. I remember in junior high school, there were, where the Board of Education was. It used to be called Central Junior High School.
Uh-huh.
And that's where all the kids from Chinatown went to.
Did you post go there?
Yeah, Central Junior High, and until they changed it to the Board of Education. So then the Chinese kids went to...
At this time, you lived down on Crocker Street?
And at that time, from Crocker Street, we moved down into Chinatown on College Street.
Oh, okay, so that's why you went to Central.
Yeah, from there we went to Castellar, and from Castellar we went to Central Junior High.
Oh,
so you folks are Castellar graduates,
right.
So Lily said she was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you too?
All of us
went to Castellar, all of us went through Belmont.
We went to Central. Of course, going up to junior high, all the Chinese kids would have to climb 114 steps all the way up to the top to get to Central Junior High.
It's a legendary number.
Yeah, something like 114.
Is that only 114? I thought
like
maybe there's
more.
More.
There's got to be more than 114.
Can you go another way, or is that the only way?
That's the fastest way.
That's the only way.
You could run it all the way.
That's the only way to get up there?
And yeah, I remember the principal was very good. We would have a Chinese night, and they would have the Chinese Council General would come by. In fact, I have pictures from the annual. If you ever want to make a copy of it.
That would be.
Was that when we were going to the schools?
Yeah.
I don't remember we having a Chinese night.
Well, there was a Chinese night, and the Council General was there.
You know, when we're talking about the Chinese and Mexican, they actually, in those days, we got along reasonably well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't this kind of feeling that I get a feeling now between the Chinese and Mexican.
I think the main reason we got along well was because there was not enough of us.
That is correct.
Not enough Chinese or just
not enough Chinese to make much of a...
Oh, okay.
The problem usually comes in education is that when you have like 40% of one ethnic group and 60% of another ethnic group, and it's a fear control.
Kind of a half-half.
How about the relationship between Chinese students and, let's say, white students? Did they sort of pick on Chinese kids or they...
I think a long time ago when I was in elementary school, I remember someone using a pigtail and putting it into the inkwell.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a problem.
Uh-huh. So that was a long time ago, though, because
yeah,
when they have
pigtails when
we're
going through.
We didn't have pigtails.
You mean the girls, huh?
I don't know what, there might have been pigtails. In the early 30s, with the Chinese
had
pigtails?
No.
When Macy Street School.
Probably the girls, then. Yeah.
Mexican kids probably harassed the Chinese girls or something. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell. It was so long ago.
Well, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So,
when I was in junior high school, there was a Chinese teacher, a lady teacher.
Uh-huh.
And there was one in elementary school, too.
Do you remember her name?
Mrs. Leong,
L-E-O-N-G.
Mrs. Miller, the one that was married to Chinese. She was a Caucasian.
Mrs. Leong was in the junior. I have a picture, in the annual that shows that.
Uh-huh. So when you went to elementary school and then went go through all the high school, you said that generally the family didn't have much direction to say, you know, which area you're going to go into or field you're going to.
It was very
into,
hard because our parents didn't have the education. You know, they didn't go to go to a high school. So they, how would they know? They wouldn't know. Other than you should get a good education, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Well, I think...
And I wanted to go to UCLA mainly because someone took me to a UCLA football game with Bob Waterfield.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the football team, and that's the reason I wanted to go to UCLA. So, illogical reasoning, but that's
okay.
Well, that's a little different from, you know, the discussion I had, you know, I had with George, you know, who said that specifically. The discussion I had with him was saying, go to college, and probably the technical field would be the most open.
Uh-huh.
Chinese,
he was saying this pre-war, is that right?
Well, no, during the war. What
during
happened,
the
my,
war.
My dad passed away during the war.
Uh-huh.
Right? This is before Stanton, we're still going to high school in those days.
Uh-huh.
So, I think our guidance is really from
George.
Uh-huh. Because George is the one who brought, really gave us the direction.
And he had American education.
He got up to high school.
Right.
You know, he never was able to finish, but he had a tremendous IQ. You know, he has a lot of smarts.
Uh-huh.
You know, so when we talk about my dad has a lot of let's say, living experiences. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And his feeling was, yes, we should get an education. The guidance really from George, who had the foresight to go beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
How could George have gotten so turned on to the technical field just by observation?
Observation was when he went into the Army for a short period of time.
It was the Army.
Well, you know why George
radio
took
technician.
Over and the education, the reason you remember is Baba died when you were 13 and I was 12.
Yeah,
that's why you had the guidance from George. And
well, that's from Stanton, too. Stanton's only 1 year older than me, you know. So
no, but we all did from George, not because our dad then, because he was not around.
Well,
he died when we were in, when we were 12,
well, he passed
13,
away that,
14.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I was, I think it would be cool. No, about
13.
The closest to the, until the bomb. I'm just, you know, my observation at that time, okay?
But how about the working experiences? Like, you know, for example, Stanton pointed out that he probably has to work in the store helping.
Well, everyone has to work. I have to work on weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at
mm-hmm.
the store.
Even when you were at elementary school or at the time that you were not able to?
I was starting in, it must have been in junior high.
Sure.
I remember.
I worked at the restaurant when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
I worked at Yihang Gui and then joined Lao.
Busboy.
And dishwasher started, right?
Uh-huh.
So we were all working, you know,
uh-huh.
bringing home some support.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean to say that your folks had a restaurant at one time?
No. We worked outside of the family.
Oh,
because the
okay.
family store was not able to